Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Rise and shining. Wakey waking.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
And you.
And you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Particularly this week, Senator Santorum, you have a new television ad that labels him a fake. Why?
Because he's a fake.
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some egg.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, though.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Today on the Robert Scott Bell Show, special live remote, pre-recorded broadcast from the Health Freedom Expo. We have got an hour for you. Oh my gosh, Dr. Rob Verkirk, we're going to have him on interview from the Alliance for Natural Health Europe, from the UK, and this guy is brilliant. And we're going to be talking about the global threat to your access to dietary supplements and more. And I'm looking forward to that. Superhero sidekick Liam Sheff should be dropping by in the remote studio as well, which is always a great time. Listen, I don't have a lot of time because we got a lot to cover here, a whole lot. So I just want to say I'm acknowledging one of the biggest stories that's got me riled up right now, and I've just read it. The Rossum Foods raid, James Stewart, right? Remember that? He's been arrested in a $1 million warrant. And there'll be updates this week for sure when I get back in studio, so bear with me. We'll be covering it. In the meantime, of course, keep up to date at naturalnews.com. Of course, you're listening here, naturalnewsradio.com, to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Sign up for email alerts at naturalnewsradio.com. And also previous shows download. We've got hundreds of hours to download in case you missed anything. The Health Freedom Expo, unbelievable. It was so great. So great. So I'm really excited to bring you the interview coming up with Dr. Rob Verkirk. Check out all the links, of course, at robertscottbell.com. And, boy, travel season's coming up again, but I'll be heading back to the studio shortly as well. And, of course, next hour, we're still going to do Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Batar. That's right, Dr. Rashid Batar is going to be with me. I pre-recorded segments with him on the five top-selling drugs, medicines, categories. And we are going to go through ways to undo that and do things that will actually address it legitimately if it's actually needed. That's going to be a sensational hour today. You don't want to miss it. Check it all out again. The notes are up there at robertscottbell.com. Give us a call. How you been? Did you go to the Health Freedom Expo? I want to hear from you. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. In case you missed it, you can always go see us in Chicago, Schaumburg, Illinois. And that's in the middle of June. And that's outside of Chicago for the Health Freedom Expo there. A lot of the DVDs are available for purchase at healthfreedomexpo.com. So if you are interested in any of the lectures that were given, including Liam Sheff talking about the HIV test fallacy, that is there as well. So I'm going to take a quick break. I know it's brief, but we got a lot to do with Dr. Rob Verkirk from the Health Freedom Expo right now on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco Benefit in New York City and live streamed globally.
Why should you support? This benefit will be standing behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world.
Visit AliveNewYork.org today for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. Join the cause today and be the change.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Back at the Health Freedom Expo now, joined by superhero sidekick Liam Sheff, along with a brilliant guest I've been wanting to have on board a long time. And he's from the Alliance for Natural Health out there in Europe, United Kingdom, where you're based personally right now. But the ANH dealing with so many things on, in the U.S. soil and globally, that I you know, spotlight a lot of the emails that are sent out, the newsletter, et cetera, that you're working with. And I want to welcome to the program our Dr. Robert Verkirk.
Thanks so much, Robert. Fantastic to be here.
Oh, I'm glad to have you on board. Of course, the ANH domestically, it works also with Jonathan Ebord on legal issues and strategies and things, and has really got the finger on the pulse of what is happening, not just here in the U.S., but in Europe where you are. And we've talked on some issues over the years, including the supplements that are being attacked in Europe, including we've talked about silver, you know, a lot of the looking. How do we categorize that? What are they going to do? Are they going to ban it? What's going to happen? But anyway, it's free for all time because Liam's here. We've got I've got two scientific marvels, very, very brilliant minds here. You'll find out. Both of you will find out. What are you smoking over there, Liam?
Robert. It's great to be here on the show.
Is this Sean? He's showing up again?
You're looking well. Well, you're a skinny little man.
I'm dapper in my suit, or at least my sport coat. Dr. Verkirk, have you ever had Sean Connery on the show? No.
Well, not one that looked quite as handsome as this. The guy I've looked at recently is showing a few wrinkles. He needs a few anti-aging medications.
This one is Sean in Thunderball, the original one. That's how, the young guy.
Thank you. I have nothing to say that's fit for family radio.
Well, we're having a great time at the Health Freedom Expo, and I wanted to get you on. I did a panel discussion on health and politics, and I didn't know you were in the audience. And suddenly, oh, Dr. Rob Verkirk. I was like, whoa, there he is. And we had a great time on board. What was your perspective coming from Europe, coming into the U.S. and looking at the panel, the discussions we had? Because you had some very pointed perspectives that you shared that I was in complete alignment with and was trying to bring out as well. So share with me your ideals there.
Well, I think it's America is ready to do things that it hasn't been doing for the last 10 or 20 years. I think the problems are becoming very grave in terms of the recognition that most of the stuff they're hearing from their government, most of the stuff that the government is doing supposedly to either protect American trade or protect the health of American citizens is really a lie. It's mm-hmm. a fabrication that benefits a very small number of people, and people are waking up. And I think Jonathan is the person we're looking to with his Reform the Republic strategy. It's a fantastic opportunity, I think, not just for people who are in the health freedom awareness set. I think we won't see real change until we start to communicate with people outside of that higher level of consciousness. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the things I've felt for a long time. People involved in health freedom have been very good at talking to each other, mm-hmm. but generally very bad at talking to people who are still basically running down to the supermarket and eating that processed food. They don't know whether it's GM or not. They haven't understood the significance of the fact that 70 to 80% of it contains genetically modified organisms. When they feel ill, they go down and see their local physician who prescribes drugs, and they believe that is normal. Mm-hmm. They haven't reached a state of awareness yet that None of that is normal. All of that is a system that entices a way of life that keeps a very small number of people in a very powerful position.
Right.
And we spend most of our time in an enslaved situation. And I think right at the heart of the change is people making the change at an individual level in their own health. And the old saying goes, if you don't help yourself first, you're mm-hmm. not in a position to help others. Mm-hmm. And I think what I saw in the meeting yesterday was this understanding that people do want to make change and they do want to affect a wider set of circumstances than those that pertain to their own individual lives. Mm-hmm. But people are a little bit lost at knowing what to do, and they feel much better once they sign their name on a petition form. And the point I was making is that, hey guys, signing your name on one petition and having a bit of a feel-good about that is not going to change the world.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to do a whole lot more, and you've got to be doing many things every day that are about breaking the pattern, that are about communicating to other people.
Yes.
And so that was the key point I was making.
Well, and it was. I mentioned the concept of civil disobedience. I brought up Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King and Gandhi as such, that we all have to, you know, make a stand at that point and say, look, Jonathan Emort has scored tremendous victories against the FDA a number of times, yet the FDA says it's still not going to comply with the court orders. You have witnessed this in the European Union, where you are holding their feet to the fire with their own laws, rules, regulations, and they're, you know, saying, well, nah, that's just a mere guideline.
Yeah.
We don't intend to follow it. So we're talking about how do we then bring power back. You talked about the withdrawing of consent. I was so in awe. I was like, go, Rob! It was
Absolutely.
Exciting to hear that coming from over the pond.
Well, I think the great danger is if we put all of our attention into lobbying and advocacy and looking at changes at the federal level, we may not see quite the changes that we want unless there is a real people's revolution here. And one of the reasons for that is just take a look at history. Take a look at the number of times the FDA or the European Union basically, or any of the European member states, I should say, disregards a piece of law because it doesn't suit them.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole premise by which that system operates is us feeding financially, feeding our time into it. And yes, the principle of civil disobedience and withdrawal of consent are probably the two most powerful tools that we have. If we, for example, decide not to go anymore to supermarkets to buy our food, it makes a huge difference for that massive industry that uses extraordinary amounts of energy to produce food that isn't very good for us. And they are making it harder and harder for us to function within communities to basically grow our own food.
Mm-hmm.
And so this concept of community-supported agriculture, which is now growing in the United States and in Europe, we think of it often as box schemes, organic box schemes where you can get high-quality, locally produced food that lands at your door. And what I've found over the years is that people who resist it, saying, oh, it must be so expensive getting that food, will find that if they just start this process, find a company that is involved in this kind of trade with local
right.
food, you actually save a whole lot of money. You end up not being tricked into buying something that you didn't really need.
Mm.
You select precisely the fruits and vegetables and organic eggs and meat, whatever it is that you want, even
yeah.
raw milk, and you use that and nothing else. And you become very efficient with your food. And you also maintain the whole process of preparing food at home, which is a dying art.
Right, right.
And actually that process of eating out all the time
yeah.
is killing us. And we have no idea most of the time, if we look at food labeling laws,
yeah.
We have no idea what we're really eating.
No, we don't. And you talk about the not only the inefficiency of the grocery industry, but the fact that they're transiting it hundreds, if not thousands of miles from other places. And then, you know, where do we go? We got to grow locally. But at the same point, they're threatened by that. And we We've seen the government take action against local farmers like the cooperatives or the raw milk issue as such, because it threatens it, where the government now has far too much power to regulate, if you will, which was, I think the origin of the word was to make regular. It wasn't to, you know, restrict per se. You know, kind of make similar across the market in that regard. So that's a whole different realm.
Regulus, it's to constrain by somebody else's idea of what the law is.
Yeah.
To regulate.
So if we talk about the words that are being used, they're often used not out of that origin. Because my understanding of the Founding Fathers' idea of regulating was not so much to suppress a market, but to make ease with which the market could flow, the transit between, as opposed to the way it's used now to completely restrict it. Although I take your point, the root origin of the word may be more restrictive.
I'm just amazed. I'm looking at two Roberts, and I've never met anybody quite like Robert Scott Bell, but you're speaking the same language. You're Siamese twins separated by a continent.
No, I mean, but he's much smarter, I think.
Well,
that's just my opinion.
I don't at all.
So I have a question for you, Robert Verkerk. Are you a communist? You want us to drink raw milk grow food?
The strange thing is that there have been certain sort of far-right sectors in America who've said, you know that guy, Rob Verkerk, he's a watermelon.
A watermelon?
Yeah. Do you know that? You know that expression?
Well, green on the outside, red on the inside,
that's
right?
The one. Yeah. But I think that really is a misunderstanding politically, ecologically, where I'm coming from. In many senses, I think I'm basically really there in support of nature. I believe that if we could model our economic system closely with a natural system, if there were direct feedbacks between the economy and nature, and that's actually ideas that people like Catherine Austin Fitz are talking about.
Right. Yeah, I just introduced her earlier, and my question to her was, Austrian or Keynesian? And she said, Austrian. I said, I love you. So that's it. She understood. I mean, the basis of the natural order of things and how the universe operates in the economic realm.
Absolutely.
Again, case in point, with the starting point of the Robert Scott Bell Show is all about taking the healing principles I learned in my own life for my own benefit that I've used to help others and apply those same principles in all areas of life, economy, politics, etc. And that's something that when we have a reductionist kind of world, we tend to separate it out and say those laws don't apply here. In fact, the fundamental laws apply everywhere. And until we begin to, you know, reintegrate that, we have this idea that, you know, a separate, disparate group of bureaucrats over wherever it is, whether it be the EU or whether it be Washington, D.C., somehow know better about how to take care of us, any more than our doctor knows better about us than we do, own body.
Coming back to that idea of what regulation is about, of course, it is still about trying to create a free trade situation. The question is for who? And this is where this notion of corporatization of the world's economy, where we increasingly have a handful of corporations involved in the food and healthcare industries that do very well out of this kind of regulation. But what it's doing is really screwing the smaller guys. And if you look at the health food industry per se, you know, the pioneers in the health food industry were people who understood small cottage industries dealing with the highest quality products that had the most profound effects on human health. Mm-hmm. And it's those kind of products that are being really damaged by this regulation, and yet there's still plenty of vitamins and minerals selling in pharmacies and major multiples that are doing very well with this new regulatory regime. And you know, one of the key points I was making within the talk I gave here at the Health Freedom Expo is we looked at a range of parameters that the EU and the US through the FDA are using. And what we're seeing now is this gradual process where the US system of regulation under this so-called free Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act that you guys fought so hard to achieve back in 1994 is converging. The EU system, the US system is converging. And basically, being a little bit conservative about it, you're already 62% of the way there.
62%? You're pretty precise about that.
Well, yeah, because we did the maths on it and we gave everything.
When he said
even.
It, there's some gravity when he says it. He's not making that up.
Yeah.
Well, they have a protractor.
Yeah.
And well, a compass.
They use those there?
I saw them working it out.
Well, we also have a damp finger. But, you know, look, we gave equal weighting to all the parameters, which, mm-hmm. which of course, you may 60%. Decide to do differently. But it's the process is, what is the relative change?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's one of the reasons, if you look at the NDI guidelines the FDA is playing with, that is a dead ringer mm-hmm. for this incredibly insidious European law called the Novel Food Regulation.
Yeah.
And that's why you need to stop it.
All right, well, stop it we will, because we've got to take a break.
We'll take a break, and when we come back, can I tell the story about my friend in France trying to... Well, I'll save it.
Yeah.
And then we had a couple ladies here worried about vaccines and their kids, and it speaks directly to what Robert was... Robert number two.
Robert Verkirk.
Verkirk was
He could be number
about.
One. I don't know.
Robert number... He yes,
two,
number
two
one.
Is just fine.
Number Europe?
Dr. Robert.
We have to do a Roman numeral for him.
Dr. V.
Or Dr. V, that's right. All right, we're going to come right back. Health Freedom Expo special edition here. Liam Sheff, Dr. Robert Verkirk, after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Scott Bell.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Scott Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
We're back, and we are having a good time here. Health Freedom Expo, special recording session. Liam Sheff and Dr. Robert Verkirk from the Alliance for Natural Health in Europe. And, of course, the message of health freedom is one that's going global, worldwide. And we're going to talk about that. But the idea of withdrawing consent. You have a story. I remember a couple of ladies came up to us here at the Health Freedom Expo.
Lovely, lovely women. Late 40s, early 50s, some such thing. And one was a grandmother. Maybe she was older than even she looked.
Uh-huh.
And they were very worried about the Gardasil shot. Yeah. And I said, why don't you come on the air and just express this? And they have either a daughter, each has either a daughter or granddaughter now in the line of the train that's coming to get them with the Gardasil shot. And the one who is the lady who was the grandmother, of course, it's her daughter's daughter. So she says, well, my daughter's enthralled by the, in the thrall of the
medical
idiot pediatrician who doesn't read anything detailed about these vaccines. She said, how do we get our doctor to listen? How do we get our daughter to listen? How do we get the doctor to listen? I said, don't worry about the doctor.
Yep.
Stop going to the doctor. Oh, God, I can't. You know, it's not me. It's the daughter. How do I get the daughter to listen? I don't have a total answer for that. I asked her to sort of confront the situation, maybe come on, record a segment. She got shy. Not everybody's mm-hmm. built for radio. I understand that. I respect that. But
you have to sometimes be willing to, you don't have to rupture a family bond, but you can give it a good swift kick and see what it's made of. You know, what are you made
anger,
of?
Anger a little bit. Well, you know, yeah. That sometimes it causes you to look at things differently. And I think to your point, as I remember talking to them, it's like we give them an opportunity. They asked sincerely the question, but when we gave them the answer, I don't think it was the one that she wanted to hear.
She wanted to know how we got doctors to change their policy.
Yeah.
How do we get lawmakers to repeal the law that they just put into place? You don't. You give politely give them the middle finger and just walk away. Goodbye.
I think the key here is that you need to know where to get your information from. And again, using this principle of withdrawal of consent, if you have worked out personally that the medical establishment is selling you a message that doesn't compute with your worldview.
Mm-hmm.
It is giving you information that doesn't really make sense on lots of levels. I mean, one level in which you can look at it is how healthy is the average doctor? I mean, are these the best people to be giving advice on health? Secondly, where do they get their information from? What kind of medical training do they have? And my eldest son is just about finished his medical training, so I get a very close handle on where it's all going. And I took him over to the Institute of Functional Medicine
convention. Oh, yeah, the orthomolecular crew. Yeah.
Seattle. And, you know, he said in the space of a few days, he learned more cutting-edge stuff at the Institute of Functional Medicine than he's learned 6 years in medical school.
Wow. Well, first and foremost, I don't believe any of that because you're not old enough to have a kid that's that old in medical school.
I've got
right?
six children.
No, he doesn't.
The eldest.
When did you start?
20,
when you were 24? Seven?
No, I started at 28. I'm 51 now. So.
Look at this guy.
Really?
Look at this guy. There's a guy you want to listen to about health, right?
Yeah.
And
what
living
do you do?
Right.
What's your secret?
Well,
good
secret
good
is
tailor.
That when my son finishes his medical exams come June,
yes.
Before his graduation, we're going to take off on our bicycles and cycle some of the toughest passes in the Alps. That's the secret.
Right then. Yeah, I love it.
Organic, you eat well, you care about all that stuff.
Look, I've been doing this stuff for 35 years
right.
now.
So there's your answer.
The reason I got into it all those years ago is because I'm chemically hypersensitive.
Right.
So I had to find organic foods. I had to get all the pesticides out of the food supply. And And you'll find so many people in this area have a reason why they got onto it, and their health has turned around. I'm now, as I said, in my 50s, I'm way healthier than I was in my early 20s.
What do you say? That's what we're talking about here. And I've had the same story. So he is Rob number one. He's older chronologically.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's an awesome story. In fact, when we talk about differences, distinctions, because coming back to the health and politics panel here at the Health Freedom Expo, Jonathan Eward was on it as well, Deborah Ray, and Dr. David Kennedy. Did I miss anybody? I think that was it. And, you know, we were talking about the idea of federal, state, local action, right? And try to, you know, see how do we empower people to effectively do it. It's not just Jonathan's has to go to the Supreme Court. We can't just rely on that, right? And all these levels of activity. Curious to see how it is in the EU. Are there aspects of this kind of the federal, state, local kind of concept? And if you're in the UK, we know that at least Prince Charles has said he doesn't like GMOs and he uses homeopathy.
I don't like these.
The Queen Mother, I think, uses homeopathy.
Are you talking about me? My ears are ringing.
Well, you know, I'm asking.
I have large ears. When they ring, they hurt.
There's a lot of incongruity between the EU's thing and what, like, say, the hierarchy.
You know, like my Prince Charles imitation. All right, keep
the
going.
Ears didn't do it for me. The ears did not do it for me.
How about my overbite?
Oh, the overbite was working. So
works particularly well on radio.
Well, yeah, exactly, where they see it. So,
yeah,
the Queen of England or Prince Charles, I mean, how do you put all of these together? I mean, tell the story, because Americans are still fascinated to some degree by that aspect of our own history.
Well, you know, there is no doubt the royal family have been huge supporters of everything from homeopathy through to herbs and alternative agriculture, sustainable agriculture.
I had no idea. That's shocking.
Well, really?
Well, one of the things that happens, because the system is very well set up to try and go its own direction of biotechnology and agrotechnology, etc. So they actually now use the sympathy that is shown by members of the royal family to create a laughing stock of these areas. So in some respects, it can do more harm than good.
Mm.
And the royal family is quite aware of these changes. So what they're doing increasingly is working behind the scenes.
Okay.
And in fact, we're doing work behind the scenes with Prince Charles and others.
So you can tell us confidently that they're not out to mate with the lizard people and take over the world.
Yeah, you know, if
they... George Nuri was here at this event. I had to ask the question.
If they're doing that, they're doing it in a really healthy way, because they're certainly eating good food and they're taking good products to maintain their health. But, hey, maybe lizards need that stuff.
I'm sorry. I had to ask. Like I said, we're doing the daytime version of the Roberts. Not the overnight, but, hey, I haven't got a lot of sleep here. I've been on the road a lot. All right. So the positive
you
thing
know,
is...
I slept on a boat.
I'm the Queen Mary.
Same here.
You're the Queen Mary.
Absolutely.
Did you see any ghosts? My kids want to know.
None at all.
Did you see any ghosts?
I think I heard some. At least I hope they were. They were up really late, whatever they were doing.
Oh, no.
Next door.
I think the soundproofing in the rooms there is designed to have big boiler engines underneath you. Once they pull those out...
Suddenly you can hear everything.
You can hear everything, yeah.
I hear people thinking.
I've got some noisy Australians who are very active at night.
How
next
did they,
door.
Who let them out there? That's funny. Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, I guess it's a European-British themed show. We're talking the royal family and the Queen Mary, so interestingly enough. So it's fascinating to learn that there is, as we've seen, some public statements by Prince Charles. I've watched him over the years, and at the same time, there are other things that lend me to question, but you've had some direct first-hand knowledge then.
Yeah, we were really surprised last year to find that everything that had been fed to Prince Charles had not led him to understand that pretty much all the laws governing natural products, and you probably may know that he actually is involved with a company involved in organics called Duchy Originals, but he was unaware that basically Britain had handed over
authority to regulate
authority over to Europe, to mm-hmm. Brussels.
I'm so sure he wasn't pleased.
He was absolutely shocked, and we had to produce a position paper so we could explain it all to him. And essentially, you were asking about this federal, state, local mm-hmm. system. Mm-hmm. What's happened in Europe is the nations have been lost. I mean, they're not referred to even as countries anymore. They're member states.
No sovereignty anymore.
There's no sovereignty. So the federal control is handled effectively by Brussels. And the people who run Brussels are 100% unelected individuals.
Unelected bureaucratic oligarchy.
Sure,
once again,
sure.
As Jonathan has written about here in the United States, same method. They know how to take over the world. It's not Pinky in the Brain here. Remember the Animaniacs? You didn't have that in Britain, Pinky in the Brain.
No, but I have heard
of
it.
Are you thinking
yeah.
what I'm thinking?
Yeah, no brain.
What do you want to do? What do you want to do tonight?
Take over
same
the world.
Same thing we do every night. Try to take over the world.
Yes.
They're little mice.
Yes.
Everything, you know, everything comes through in satire. Everything is there.
Yeah.
Ripe there. For the picking.
Amazing, that.
Ripe.
Well, the great thing is not to lose your sense of humor with all of this and to stay in an incredibly positive place, because, one of the things, another point that I raised yesterday that is made very powerfully by Foster Gamble in the movie Thrive, go to thrivemovement.com, and everyone mm-hmm. has to watch that movie.
Yes, yes.
But he's basically making the point that we, the people, outnumber the elite that are making the rules by about 1,000,000 to 1.
Hmm.
And because of that, if we decide not to feed our cash into that system, you know, it won't last so long. And that's one of the reasons that if we decide to look after our own health and not feed into the pharmaceutical industry and the healthcare system that supports the pharmaceutical industry,
yeah.
it won't last too long. The fact is that about 97% of people still have a lot of faith in it.
Mm.
And just like the ladies you were talking about, to be in a situation where you think Gardasil might do your daughter some good is a peculiar place to be when you look at the lack of published science and knowledge on its safety and efficacy.
Yeah, I was just interviewed for an online TV thing, OTV or something, while I was here. You saw me.
Yes, there was a handsome TV guy interviewing.
Yeah, I know. Dan.
His shirt was unbuttoned to his navel.
I know. It was really intimidating. look. Oh,
uh-oh.
Rob. Button up, Rob.
He had no undershirt on. Thank goodness you. But it was just very California.
But that's California, wasn't it?
Yeah,
I brought up the issue of the lack of science.
Do you have
a cartoon under there?
He's got a fish
It's a Polish Codex, anti-codex campaign.
Oh.
On GMOs.
Oh, it's a fish bird.
Yeah, nice. It's a fish bed.
Right. We need to get a Robert Scott Bell Show t-shirt.
I think we, I don't know, we have one right there.
Yeah, we do.
Do you want a Robert Scott Bell Show t-shirt? Oh, that's what you said.
From one Rob to another. We should all be cartoons.
Yes,
we'll
be wearing a Robert Scott Bell.
Oh, my goodness.
Any hustles.
Yes, any hustles. So, okay, Europe. Now, member states, no sovereignty. The withdrawing of consent. The, well, let's say, the stop feeding the beast concept. I mentioned that in the panel as well. That idea of if you have cancer, you can try and, you know, let's go bomb the government, right? You can become a terrorist. Or you could just withdraw consent, like you stop feeding the cancer. Stop feeding it all the food that it thrives on. You talk about the word thrive. And that concept of you stop supporting economically that which is enslaving you, making you captive, harming you, causing you to be ill. And, you know, that's the most radical step when you recognize it's the government, though. That's the big step, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. And in that process, you've got to trust your intuition. Because, you know, in order to find the information that makes sense, that, that fits with your worldview, you're in a very difficult situation if you're going to be surrounding yourself by what is coming out in the newspapers and the television. All of that is designed to take you off track into a particular approach to life that, that feeds that system. Mm-hmm. So finding trusted sources of information is really important, and I think you know, that's to be frank, Robert, that's what you do, hopefully by lining up sensible people who have good books and good websites out there so that people can over a period of time delve into that information and start to work out whether it makes sense or not. And I'd be the first to say there is an awful lot of bad information out there on the internet, and to a degree that makes it more difficult, because you have on one hand the stuff you're getting from mainstream media that doesn't make sense, and you've also got this huge noise from the internet. But if you listen to the right programs, read the right magazines, you will find the information that actually does make sense to you. And it won't be the same for everyone.
No. But you said it. Trust your intuition. That's an interesting thing to say as a scientist, because you are a scientist.
Yeah, but I'm extremely aware of the fact that science has lost track in the biological sciences, which is where I come from, with some of the extremely important parts of what it is to be an organism, to be an animal. And every other animal uses intuition as its primary guiding sense. And because of our ability to speak verbally, we've kind of basically pushed that into a dark corner, and we haven't spent a lot of time looking at it. And it's one of the reasons now we see the development of experiments on intention. You've probably even interviewed people like Bill Tiller, who have been looking at that for a long time. And, you know, that is also why the whole practitioner-patient relationship is so important. There's a lot of research being done now that shows that, do you know, it doesn't make so much difference what you give a patient who is sick. Because there is something that happens within that healing relationship
that is correct.
Right at the heart of the recovery process. And this is one of the reasons that randomized controlled trials, which have become the gold standard, developed by the pharmaceutical industry deliberately to lock other people out, make no sense. Because if you are given the placebo treatment, say you're looking at chiropractic, you know, you are going to be getting a sham treatment from someone, and you don't know whether this is the real thing or it's the sham, and your body responds in a completely different way than if you are going to that chiropractor that is healed your brother, your father, your mother, your grandmother, your cousins, and all your friends. You know that chiropractor does something pretty special. And so your whole, the way in which your body reacts to it, from many perspectives, is different. And we're really only at the beginning of understanding all those complex processes.
Well, you're right. I mean, Samuel Hahnemann, at the dawn of homeopathy, what he brought out, the anamnesis, the questioning, spending hours, if it took that, that information, that relationship, the energy that was exchanged in there, so valuable, whether he gave the remedy or not, almost became irrelevant, although the, you know, whole system of medicine came out of that.
So medical psychotherapy, I mean, it sounds like you're describing an ancient relationship in the human species, where a tribal species, we have these almost predetermined Jungian kind of relationships with each other, and you go and you talk with somebody, and there's an energy exchange. I mean, look, it is
a form of bioenergetic medicine for sure.
Mm-hmm. I'm so far off the Western medical spectrum, it doesn't count. But sometimes I need to go and talk with people. No matter what it is, I have to go and talk with people. So I have to go find my healers who aren't going to, I know they're not going to lie to me and they're not going to try to kill me. So
but there you go, using intuition or a rightful discrimination through experience to choose the people. And it's going to be, as you said, different for everybody. That's the whole point of the freedom in healing.
Yes, exactly.
There isn't one that is the best for everybody.
And it may be someone who's diagnosed with cancer does feel that the right thing to do is go along to a conventional oncologist and get their view. But it doesn't mean necessarily that you're going to go through the radiotherapy and the chemotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
It may be that you just feel safer having that MRI scan and the diagnostics from that side of it. And then you will...
That's why we don't fight people. You know, I offer information and say, look, if you want to take your drugs, take them. Good luck.
Yeah.
It's your thing.
Well, this is why I think the work that Clinton Miller is doing now, looking at testimonials, is very, very important. And the bill that the Ron Paul bill. That
the Freedom of Speech of Testimonial Act.
Sitting right at the fundamental heart of how we make choices in healthcare. If you are unable to communicate to others about a positive experience you've had, you know, that is a pretty major infringement in your free speech, and it really starts to have a huge impact on what choices people will make simply because that information will be lost to them. And in Europe, we're seeing a granddaddy of that system evolving through this nutrition health claims regulation. Okay,
sure.
It only applies to foods and supplements. But basically, they're banning any kind of commercial claim except those that are allowed. And of 44,000 that they've evaluated, they've only allowed 220 through.
What's that, 1% or less?
They threw out. It's much less.
They didn't
than that.
Count the
They yeah. basically threw out many of them, saying that they were submitted with inadequate science. But they then looked at a group of about 4,000, and of the ones that they really studied in great detail that went through the filtration system, there was a 92% acceptance rate.
And what?
92% rejection rate and 8% acceptance rate. And when you look at botanical. There was a 97% rejection rate. The plant foods that are so vital to us, with so many of the healing properties, only a 3% acceptance rate.
Do you see what they're doing? They're creating the black market. They've just created it. They've said anything we say is a lie, or at least it's so constrained it has no real value, so don't trust us. I mean, once you say, I have to control every piece of information, everybody goes, I know what you are. You're a tyrant.
Yes.
It's built into our species. We know. Okay, goodbye. Go over here.
Well, you're right. The rise of the black market is happening.
And that's exactly why we're having to do the civil disobedience talk more and more. There are people's, you know, 500 million people in Europe. Many people's health depends on getting particular products, particular foods,
sure.
and nutrients. And they're not going to stop getting this stuff. What happens is that they will find it from other sources.
It goes underground.
And the bottom line is you do have less control. And, you know, you can see how the system works. If they really were concerned about consumer protection from a sort of health and a side effects point of view, they wouldn't let this happen.
Dr. Rob Verkirk, where anh-usa.org, for those of us in the States, but we do have a lot of listeners in Europe and England in particular, where would they go online for the European site?
They would go to anh-europe.org. They can also go to anh-international, no dashes, anh-international.org, and find our landing page for both sites. So there's news items there from both the European and US end. And we are a very joined up organization. It seemed to us 3 or 4 years ago when we made the decision to merge is that if we don't really keep a close eye, it's like a one of those number pictures, and you can join the dots up in very different ways by, you know, if the numbers aren't clear. And what we felt we needed to do is really understand what the game plan is, both sides of the pond, because the U.S. system, in many respects, has been the most liberal. It exists in a part of the world which is the sort of R&D capital for natural healthcare.
Yes. And it's one that we need to work absolutely to protect. And I've heard European Commission officials say one of the reasons we want all these regulations in Europe is we want to stop those U.S. products coming into Europe.
Lovely.
They see them as a real threat.
Real threat, yeah. A lot of innovation that's happened here. We're under pressure that it may not happen much longer. But, again, to Liam's point, the black market is on the rise, as it always has been, always will be, and they can only control it so much. And the more they squeeze, the more they are going to lose that grip of everybody in that sense, or a lot. So, Dr. Verker, we'll hope to continue our conversation with you when you're back home as well. We do a lot of interviews via Skype now, as you know.
Absolutely.
And we can keep us up to date on what's going on with Prince Charles. We'll find out if people want to hear about big ears, right?
I suppose Dave Davies was wrong. There still is in England.
There still is.
It sounds like it's on the rise, at least in small quarters.
Well, we will tell you what we can. As I said,
of course,
there's a lot of stuff happening under the radar these days, and so there's certain things we can talk about, other things we can't. But Robert and Liam, it's been a real pleasure being on your show.
And the rise of the new media, as you acknowledge here, that's what we're doing with Mike Adams, Natural News, etc. We are reaching out to those that are disaffected and now in that black market going, this is an outrage, as there are other stories we'll be covering. So Dr. Verker, check it out, anh-europe.org, and of course, those of you in the USA, get the newsletter at anh-europe.org. USA.org. I've got that linked up at the blog notes at robertscottbell.com. We'll be right back.
Look out, Big Pharma. There's a new sheriff in town.
You called down the thunder. Well, now you got it.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The latest news flash. There's good news from Australia and One Stop Health Shop. Now you can get the papaya products your body needs to fight aging and combat damage to the central nervous system. Products that aid plasma glucose level decrease, assist in weight loss, support wound healing, and combat many diseases. Papaya leaf extract actually reduces oxidative stress and boosts your immune system. The probiotic formula is documented to be antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants and is up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. Log on now to one-stop-health-shop.com to see and read the good news about these 100% organic products. The good news is papaya leaf extract is now available from one-stop-health-shop.com.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight. Organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Enterfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Enterfood.com. That's Enerfood.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Verkirk. What an awesome guy Dr. Verkirk is. I don't want him to go, but he had to go. So what can we say? Liam, amazing stuff we're meeting here. I mean, what would you say about the Health Freedom Expo for people that have never been? I mean, they got to go to these things.
Suckers. You don't know what you're missing.
They don't know what they're missing.
This is such... Every time we come...
Good people.
Yeah, I get on the plane and I think, kill me now. But no, I don't. I think, please stop farting, everybody.
The gassiest plane from where.
Did we talk about...
No.
Okay. I got to say, we got in a plane... I feel, every time I talk about it, I feel like throwing up again. We got in a plane and...
With gastrointestinal difficulties.
Oh, distress.
The people were all around you.
No, we got in a plane.
People.
everybody in Fort Lauderdale and Miami who had been in a, like an $8 Chinese buffet decided to go to Los Angeles on one plane. They sat there, and the air turned blue, black, green with the stuff coming out of them. And I went to the
I wanted to give everybody probiotics on that plane, but it would have been too little too late.
Oh, my God. I went to the nice, really nice steward eye, and I said, waitresses of the air, my darlings, what do you do about this? They said, welcome to our world. I said, this is pretty bad. Our friend Nancy Keeler walking up.
Hello, Nancy Keeler. One of the biggest fans of the show.
Fans on Facebook.
Nancy actually posts stuff to my Facebook page when I don't have time to do it. I didn't know this. Like, she just like, hey, they talked about something, but Robert didn't post it, and she'll post it. She's like, thank you, Nancy.
Super cool. Nice lady.
We love you. Yes, absolutely. We met a lot of great people that are out there. It's not on, but we can turn it on.
Hey, Nancy.
Can you hold that microphone there, Nancy?
Say hi to the audience.
This is Nancy Keeler. She's a fan of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Talk into that microphone. Go ahead.
Well, I definitely am a fan of the Robert Scott Bell radio show, and especially Liam Sheff as his cohort in crime there. And I listen to it every day, and I've gotten healthier and stronger just by the information that I hear from them.
And where are you when you listen, usually?
I can't tell, or they'll fire me.
She's okay. Wicked smart.
Yeah.
She's really into. She always posts this wonderful kind of mix of art, intellectual. It's just like, hey, cool, Nancy's posting stuff.
Rabble rousing.
Yes, absolutely.
We love that. We love that.
Gutsy.
Well, thank you, Nancy. We're glad you're there.
We have met the coolest guests. And by the way, Elvis has come back. Can you see him? And he's a Hindu. Do you see this?
Oh, my gosh. The Hindu Elvis
is over
there.
He's got literally a 6-inch pompadour. He looks like he weighs about 98 pounds, but it's Elvis, and I'm sure he is.
Also, we met a fan from Riverside and his mother.
Yeah, and, oh, what's the name?
They're going to...
It's three names. I wrote it down. No, this... Oh, man.
I'm exhausted by this time of the show.
Shoot me. But no, don't shoot me.
No, don't do
don't
it.
Shoot me.
Just don't shoot him.
Michael Hange.
Yes.
Okay.
Michael out of... And they're living it.
This guy had a leg injury infection. He said, honestly, it was because he had some lifestyle stuff with some a little too much enjoyment of in vino veritas, a little too much booze that was suppressing the immune system. Mm-hmm. He made a major turnaround. He's now doing... superfoods that he's growing. So you don't have to go buy them. He's actually sprouting and growing these things that you pay $100 million a pound for. He's growing mm-hmm. them. So I encouraged him. He's going to start a website. Anyway, he was a wonderful guy. I got to tell you. And the Verkirk that we met.
Oh, Dr. Verkirk. Was he great? I just enjoyed him thoroughly. You said we were like, what, twins separated by the Atlantic Ocean?
By the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah.
No, you guys speak the same language. But he speaks it with
much,
such more,
much
he's
more
so
sophistication.
Charming. He's so charming.
I'm just a hillbilly compared to that.
Oh, no, you're wonderful. You are wonderful, and despite your...
Excuse me?
What?
Where did you go? Where were you going with that?
But you got to admit,
what?
That dude knew how to dress.
Oh, yes, I know.
That's a Savile Row suit.
Is that metrosexual?
Swinging, baby.
We're swinging, baby. Yeah, it's like...
Jaguar.
Totally. Totally Austin Powers. But better teeth. Much better teeth.
He put the girl in swinger.
Yes.
I mean, he just looked so good. He was 51, and I'm like, dude, I don't even know what to do. He looked 40.
I know. I was joking with him. Of course, I believe what he's saying. But if you look at the guy, and he's telling me he's got a kid going through med school almost done.
Six children.
And
he didn't show any stretch marks. How did he do
that? And then I have Jonathan Emord out here. Well, a lady came up to me, a nice lady. She has a women's radio network, okay?
Yeah.
Women's radio network. Yeah, women's calendar. Pat Lynch, all right? And she says, we're interested in maybe having your radio show on our network.
Right.
And Jonathan Emord comes up to me and says, well, it's perfect for Robert. He's really a woman inside. I was like, everybody's... he was just in rare form, just letting me have it. I was like, come on.
Emord's just so happy and pumped up with testosterone because he's got a movie.
Yes.
FDA, The Tyranny of Power. Look at him. He's blown up to 8 feet tall.
He's bigger than the Capitol.
I know.
Oh, man, amazing. Amazing stuff.
I know.
It's been fun. But, yeah, that's the point. Chicago's coming up. So it's, you know, the Monday after you're hearing this. We were at the Health Freedom Expo. Chicago, in the middle of June. Where else are you going to be? Around June 15th through 17th, I believe it is, in Schaumburg, Illinois.
Okay, I'm making an announcement.
Go ahead.
I am going to have a book done on the conspiracy realist stuff by that date. And it will be for sale. I'm making a prediction.
I might have to bleed out of my eyes and my fingertips to get it done, but I will have a book done. And for okay, I said it on the air.
All right, you're going to be held to that.
I'm going to have 9 chapters or so in an easy to read book. It's just going to be very easy to understand. So if you need to tell people about these things, it's going to be personable, anecdotal. It's going to be straightforward. You're not going to have to kill yourself. It's not going to have 10 billion references. And it's going to say at the end of every chapter, if you don't believe me, go look it up. That's all I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you the truth as I've researched it over 2, 5, 7, 8, 10 years. 40 years of living in a medical family, you know what I mean? I know what I know, and I'm going to share it, and that's the first thing that's going to come out of the Robert Scott Bell production studio.
You are smoking, I'm telling you, when you did the HIV presentation. All I did was kind of set it up, say, hello, here I am, here's this guy, and then you just kicked me out of the room, and then you just had
fun. Not at all. I loved having you there, and it was fun until you left.
Yeah, I know. Then all downhill after that. No. The feedback has been sensational. They are excited to have you back to do it again in Chicago.
Really? Well,
I'm just making that up. I want you to feel good.
Oh,
so.
Is that true?
I thought you introduced me to someone from the group. Yeah, they want you to go on tour with it.
No,
for
Melissa
sake.
Wells was just enthusiastic.
She's and the posters, right? The posters were very well received.
Pete, you know what? We're not raking in the dough, but we've covered cost and a little bit more, and people are still buying them. I mean, you got your presentation tomorrow. The good news is that the feedback has been like, holy crap,
this is awesome.
This is a stroke of sort of that.
Somebody offered you something to do, a little more drawing.
No,
right?
I got commissioned to do some illustrations for another book.
Very exciting.
I know.
Come to the Health Freedom Expo. Your life will change for the better. That's.
And nobody's worried.
Nobody stroked
the furry wall.
Nobody asked.
Nobody's asked.
You're very disappointed about that.
I really am.
I know. But I blushed when Jonathan said, yeah, he's really a woman inside. I'm sensitive.
Deep inside. Deep.
I'm sensitive. What can I say?
Yeah, but you've got your... No, come on. You box in the
morning. I box. That's right.
Arrgh. No, right.
I'm a pirate. Arrgh.
Right in between your cuddling sessions with...
Yes, it's a lovely thing. All right, let's sign off here.
Advanced. This has been the Vagina Monologues coming to you straight from...
Well, actually, no. I mean, you say that in all seriousness. I did have to help a lot of people understand how to address the HPV issue.
Oh.
The human papillomavirus.
Oh.
So that you knew. You made that segue for me. So they learned how to utilize silver to stop the virus from replicating. Done. Over and out. And we're going to have to sign off right now.
Virus that doesn't cause cancer.
That's right.
All right.
Lots of healing to go. We got Dr. Batar pre-recorded for him. And the five most popular selling drugs. And we're going to give you the natural options so you no longer need them. That's coming up after this. In the meantime, remember this. Right here from the Health Freedom Expo. Yes, I know it's Monday, but that's where we recorded it from. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation. And you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. We here at Alive believe in health freedom and God's gift of choice. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual celebrity health and eco-benefit in New York City.
Why should you support? This benefit will be centered behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world to give the people a voice that has not had a chance to be heard.
Did you know the number one killer in America is suicide by lifestyle from lack of education and know-how? We can change this. Stand with us in this mission of hope and healing to reach at least 1 million people worldwide. Attend the event live or watch it from the comfort of your own home.
Please visit AliveNewYork.org for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. We the people hold the key to our destiny. Are you willing to unlock the door?
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
Robert Scott the Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams, agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
because suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
It's Advanced Medicine Monday, and of course that means Dr. Rashid Batar joins me again, of course, just coming off the Health Freedom Expo, so this is pre-recorded because it's just absolutely crazy to go out of town the way we do. And continue to do every show live. So, Dr. Batar, thanks for joining me. And we are back, and we've got some, like, I think the top five drugs that you probably don't want to take and the natural alternatives that you do. And I think we get to do some justice to this. This was on Fox News, I think, a couple of weeks ago now. It's amazing. This natural alternatives to the top five most prescribed drugs, and we find they only list four. So we're going to make up our own fifth category. But welcome back. It's glad to have you on board.
Always glad to be here, Robert.
Yes, and the first one is near and dear right now to your current situation, and of course one that I have been through, and that deals with pain. It looks like the number one most prescribed drug is hydrocodone acetaminophen combination, which is like Vicodin, I guess that's the trade name, and
yeah,
so much pain killing going on from over the counter to serious prescription medications.
Yeah, Lortab, Lorset, Vicodin, they're all basically the hydrocodone acetaminophen combination. And it is the most commonly prescribed pain medication out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pain is a relative thing. And some people have a very high threshold of pain. Others don't have such a threshold for pain.
Yeah.
And I basically don't take pain medications. In fact, I try to stay away from non-steroidals, anti-inflammatories, all those. At certain times, you just have to take the anti-inflammatory component.
Mm-hmm.
But I personally have a problem with Tylenol just mm-hmm. because of the liver toxicity aspect.
Right, right.
And I think you've probably got the same viewpoint on acetaminophen, don't you?
Very concerned, because you look at the stats just coming out of the hospitals, and we've covered this before, the number one reason people are going into emergency rooms and having liver failure. I mean, we're talking organ failure. Mm-hmm. It's an over-the-counter drug. It's not even prescription, but it's acetaminophen, which is one of the components of the hydrocodone combination that they call Vicodin. So, mm-hmm. You think they could just use the hydrocodone alone, but they have to add the acetaminophen in there. I don't know. Maybe that's so they know that you'll kill yourself before you become addicted. I mean, it's just bizarre that they combine it.
That could be a reason, because, surely the acetaminophen is going to increase the load on the liver, and then hydrocodone, of course, you've got that addictive component to the, not only the addictive component, but also the detrimental component to the liver, because all the narcotics will have an effect on the liver too. But the alternative that they talk about here in this article and that they talked about in Fox, I personally agree with that. Mm-hmm. I actually often use the example of acupuncture, that acupuncture is referred to as alternative medicine, although it's been around for at least documented 5,000 years. Mm-hmm. And I don't quite understand what's alternative about something that's been around for 5,000 years, and yet the traditional, what we talk about traditional, something, you know, whatever the treatment is, has been around for maybe 20, 30, 40 years. So how does that work? I'm not sure how that works.
Well, yeah, it is funny they call it alternative. I mean, to me, the alternative, like we would say, the legitimate place for allopathic medicine, pharmaceutical medicine, is tend to be what we consider more of a last resort than the first thing you would reach for. Now, granted, there are a lot of people in a lot of pain. You know, we talk about Congressman Ron Paul. He's a physician, and he talks about the war on drugs. And it used to be, when we were growing up, you always heard about Hollywood celebrities dying of heroin addiction, cocaine overdose, things like that. Now, they're dying of Vicodin, right? They're dying of the pharmaceutical drugs. So it's not to say that the street drugs are all that safe, but it seems to be that the drugs that the FDA approves have become as dangerous or perhaps even more dangerous.
Absolutely. When you use these in conjunction with other substances, other chemical substances like alcohol and some of the recreational drugs, the compounding effect on the system is just devastating.
Now, I had an experience, Dr. Pattar, many years ago before we had kids, and my wife and I, I was reaching down to pick up a bike that had fallen in the driveway, and it was an innocent move. It wasn't great biomechanics. You know, my wife is a DC, so she knows biomechanics, but it wasn't something that would normally cause what was to happen. As I reached over to grab the bike and pick it up, I literally collapsed in a fire of pain in my low back. It's like my whole support system in my body just went out from under me. I went down, and I had pain like I had never experienced before, never since, never want to again. The classic low back pain that many people have experienced and described. And I'm talking, it was paralyzing pain. And I called up my buddy who happened to be an MD I went to Emory with, a very dear friend of mine. He was originally from Nigeria. And this is a guy who had been through this kind of pain and had it repeatedly. And I said, my friend Alawudi Oladeli, we called him Woody. You know, we always Americanize these names we can't pronounce. And I said, Woody, you got to help me here. I'm not a guy, you know, I don't like meds. I do homeopathy, but I am willing to take a painkiller, the strongest you can prescribe for me, because this is killing me. And he said, listen, I've been where you are, and even the strongest painkiller that we have is not going to touch the pain that you have. I mean, here was a guy who is a doctor who says, I'm not willing to prescribe this for you. He's not going to help you. And I ended up going to a doctor of chiropractic, a gifted healer in Atlanta at the time, and I crawled in and I walked out. Now, I wasn't out of the woods in an hour session, but it was a remarkable thing. And you've recently had a similar experience with your low back. Maybe you're willing to share what has happened and what is happening.
Well, mine was much more significant than yours, Robert, in mm-hmm. that you at least were picking up a bike. I just sat up. I was just sitting down wow. and just got up from a chair.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, it's more embarrassing. Well, actually, it's a combination of, you know, lack of proper sleep mm-hmm. and not keeping up with your regular regimen. I had gotten back from Australia, so
yes.
I felt this actually in Australia,
mm-hmm.
and it rapidly resolved within like about an hour's. Couple people, you know, used their elbows, worked it out, and it was just this was right after a presentation that I gave, and there were a couple of doctors during this presentation, maybe off the air we'll talk about it, but they talk sure. about there's a spiritual war that's going on,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and sometimes, have you heard about that, with a karmic attack or whatever you want to call it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a lot going on behind the scenes, some of which I relate to the listening audience, and some of it's just so far beyond where we can relate. You try to find ways to make bridges here. And, right. you know, to me, there's always a spiritual component to every aspect of life. I think that's one of the things we learn as we grow. Hopefully, we do learn that. And whereas others try to disintegrate life and take it apart and make it, you know, the reductionist, so to speak, we try to put it all back together again. And certainly, I look back at my back pain that had happened, you know, before I had children, and it was like literally there were emotional and spiritual components to it as well. The fear of certain support systems coming out, and literally my low back played out certain fears that I had as well as the biomechanic issue.
Well, it's mine this time and the last time it happened, which was when I lectured in Verona in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them happened right after a major presentation. This one in Australia happened literally 15 minutes after I was done with the presentation. The one in Verona was literally 10 minutes after the presentation. And some spiritual healers, I was actually with the spiritual healer then, and I was with the spiritual healer this time that happened to be there, and they both said the same thing. They said they described it as a spear in the back. You know, that's maybe a different conversation, but the point is, on the way back, from Australia, again, in the plane sitting in that position. You know, we were flying, we were very comfortably and don't really feel it, but it's not the best posture. You come back, and then for the next week, for the next 6 days, I only slept a total of 5 hours. So I think lack of sleep also contributed in my case. And when I got up after a meeting, I just stood up and boom, it hit me. I refuse to take narcotics, and I just won't do it. Yeah. I went to see a friend of mine, a chiropractor, a good friend of mine. And, of course, he told me, don't be an idiot and, you know, take some NSAIDs. And I said, I'd rather not do that. And he said, you need that right now. He goes, you of all people should understand that you need to, you need an NSAID. And so I did actually start taking non-steroidal anti-inflammatory. But your friend that you were talking about, Woody, he was absolutely right. The narcotics usually in this type of situation, at best, they may give you some minor relief, but it's actually the anti-inflammatory component in which is the cause of most pain. Now let's talk about you know, types of pain. The pain associated with penetrating trauma, for instance, gunshot wound, knife, that's a different type of pain compared to a pain that's a more pressure type, mass effect type pain. And then you've got the sharp pain that's associated with a nerve that's been inflamed. And those are usually treated with some type of a non-steroidal. So in conventional wisdom, when I say conventional wisdom, in the traditional conventional wisdom, with the exception of pain where you know where the causative factor is, like in a gunshot wound or a knife wound, which will be treated with narcotics, in most acute type of medicine, blunt trauma, you know, acceleration, deceleration type injury with a motor vehicle accident or a motor vehicle pedestrian accident or a fall, you don't treat those types of pains with medication until after you've established what the cause of the injury was, meaning you know what the person fell, but you don't know if they've got a liver lack or what, you don't know whether they've got a perforated viscous. So what you do is you observe the person. You don't give them any pain medication because if you give them pain medication, it'll alter their sensorium and it's difficult to assess if the situation is getting worse or is getting better.
Well, yeah, I was thinking, Dr. Bitar, when you said that, it's sort of like the body's, you know, pain is that communicator. Don't use this right now, you know.
Exactly.
And if you take the pain away, just like the classic NFL players, right, pro football players that have been on all these painkillers all these years, they've actually destroyed and degenerated certain aspects of their skeletal system because they didn't listen and allow for the real healing to take place.
And that's one of the things when conventional medicine, when it comes to acute care, acute type of trauma, acute medicine, that is one thing that they have actually allowed the body to communicate. They have actually honored the system the way it's been designed, and they don't cover up that that feedback mechanism, if you will, which is actually surprising because vast majority of our physiological feedback mechanisms, modern medicine has annihilated them, obliterated them, covered them up. Yeah. But this is one arena where modern medicine has not done so, and I think that's been one of the good things about conventional medicine when treating acute type of pain. Now, when you're dealing with a pain with a muscle spasm, a joint dislocation perhaps, or a fracture even, or in your case with the back or my case, that type of injury, that's usually an injury that's indirectly a mass effect injury, meaning that there's an inflammatory cascade that's elicited, which causes pressure to build up, which causes compression on the surrounding nerves, and the tissue is inflamed. And it's that inflammation cascade, that pressure on the nerve, the impingement, if you can think of a hose with something outside of the hose, constricting the hose, so that restricts the flow of water coming through the hose. So similarly, there's less blood flow through that particular muscle that's been inflamed, and you get a cascade, a negative feedback loop, because now you've got decreased blood flow, you've got increased trauma in that area that's causing the inflammatory cascade to begin. You've got the prostaglandin cascade elicited. You've got cytokine lactic acid storms, being built up, and the metabolites not being able to be
cleared,
flushed out of that area because of the restricted and reduced vascular supply to that area. So it's an entire cascade that's known as inflammatory response. And those types of injuries, even though narcotic would work, it's highly inappropriate to treat a person with a narcotic there. That's where the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, the Motrins and the Naprosyns and the Relaxins and those types of Arutis and those type of drugs.
Really, I remember interviewing, and you know him, Dr. Joseph Maroon. He's the Pittsburgh Steelers neurosurgeon, and he was talking about utilizing the omega-3 essential fats the anti-inflammatory, if you will, fats that downregulate inflammation, and having as good or sometimes better effect than some of the COX-2 inhibiting drugs and some of the NSAIDs. So that was another area that I began to ramp up, you know, if we talk about alternatives, right, ramp up the EFAs, and that seemed to reduce some of that inflammation tremendously as well.
You know, I'll tell you the truth. I have not used the omega-3s in that way.
Mm-hmm.
I will, in fact, try that. I don't know if the omega-3s would have as quick of a response, but that is something good to try. In fact, I'm going to do that
today. Yeah, my producer's wife, in fact, had this low back pain recently, and we had her up to 3 grams of the EPA-DHA combination. It took a few days to really kick in. Just like you said, it wasn't an instant thing, but as it built in, those stores built up, she's really gained some tremendous relief and mobility.
Well, it's funny you're talking about instant relief. We have a product that we developed along the lines of TransD using the same technology with the peptide sequencing, and we call it Enkeflin, and it's for pain, and there's no narcotic in there. There's no herbs in there. It's totally a peptide-based transdermal product, mm-hmm. and you know, it's probably not fair for me to talk about this, but that will take away pain in less than 3 minutes.
Well, why is that not fair to talk about it? People want to know.
Well, we haven't actually even put it out in the market.
Oh, I understand now. I apologize. All right. Well, when it's out, you know we'll be talking.
We should. There have been people that have talked about it, but we probably should and we probably will.
Yeah.
But it is something that, I mean, I have a bottle at the house and we keep a bottle at the clinic all the time, and, you know, it'll take pain away. The only pain that I have not seen it take away is pancreatic cancer pain.
Uh-huh.
That type of pain it has had minimal effect on. But everything else, from muscle and, you know, headaches even.
Well, sign me up for a bottle in the back room there, because I want to test it out as well one day, and we'll be able to report by the day it comes out all the good things it can do. Listen, we got to take a break. If we have some more pain discussion, we've got a few more categories as well today on the Advanced Medicine Monday show. And Dr. Bitar is very focused because he's recently come through this pain scenario as well. I remember it all too well, and I feel for you, Dr. Bitar. We're coming right back, though, with more powerful healing. We're going to help all those who have been in situations like this and more, including the cholesterol mythology and statin drugs, coming up next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, Dr. Buttar, you mentioned the lack of sleep, and I know when I don't get enough sleep, the greatest medicine, if we talk about regenerative medicine, may be that simple, getting adequate amounts of sleep, because that is where most regeneration occurs.
And that I would add to that, getting adequate sleep and getting adequate minerals.
Yes. Yeah, we can't ignore that. And certainly as we're wrapping up this segment of the pain discussion on this story we're covering today, we have to go back to some of these other methodologies. We mentioned chiropractic already. Of course, one of the ancient methods was acupuncture.
Yeah, I think the body works, the acupuncture, the chiropractic manipulation, even massage, some of these things cannot be underestimated, and their power is significant in helping to get that vascular flow again, reducing that inflammatory cascade, and helping to, you know, get all that lactic acid and all that stuff built up inside the system, get it on moving, get the lymphatics moving. So I think that the body work type treatments are very instrumental in helping a person to recover from some of these acute injuries that otherwise just they wouldn't have any kind of response from them. Sure. Just using a narcotic or something is very limiting.
Right, and I would add that if you happen to go on the NSAIDs or acetaminophen, that you would do things like to counter the stress on the liver and the kidneys, and we can talk about homeopathic drainage remedies, increasing the minerals, as you say, like selenium and other things, glutathione production, whatever, but clearly if you have to resort, if you feel like you have to, there are things you can do to prevent some of the damaging impacts of hopefully your only short-term use of those things.
Yeah, that's the key, just a short-term usage. If you have any of these medications and you use them long-term, especially like the non-steroidals, you're going to have inhibition of the prostaglandins, you're going to end up causing, for a long period of time, you're going to end up causing renal compromise. You will end up having early stage renal compromise, and this is where the BUN creatinine starts climbing up, and eventually people end up having to resort to dialysis. In fact, the most significant causative factor for renal dialysis has been attributed to the chronic usage of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medication.
Yeah. Well, and that's what should be a warning to everybody out there, to find another way. And if you have to resort, hopefully it's short term. So leads me to
7 days should be the rule. If you need a drug more than 7 days, something's wrong.
Okay. Well, that's something definitely, unfortunately, there are a lot of people out there that are in that mode. So we want to wake them up to that. Now, one of these things that could actually contribute to pain, in fact, is the use of statin drugs, the depletion, or let's say the lowering of coenzyme Q10 in the body and the muscles, etc. But the whole basis for statin drugs, lowering cholesterol, is kind of a sort of a straw man red herring kind of scenario. We don't agree that that's really a problem in 99 out of 100 cases.
Well, I think in 100 out of 100 cases, there's no place for statin drugs in my office. And as far as I'm concerned, use of statin drugs is a malpractice. And, you know, people have attacked me on this particular point. I absolutely categorically will not provide a prescription for a statin drug in over 15 years of practice. I just refuse to do it, because the first thing is, when you start looking at the research on the statin drugs, and Robert, you know this, I believe, about the coenzyme Q10 findings, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean,
so all the drug studies that were done showed that you needed concomitant treatment with coenzyme Q10. However, due to the cost of coenzyme Q10, which is actually ubiquinone, which is an enzyme that's found within the mitochondria of cells, which is essential for cellular respiration. And without coenzyme Q10, essentially, you can't have cellular metabolism take place. And all the studies showed that when you use a statin drug, this is when the statin drugs were being developed, that when you use a statin drug, there is a natural depletion of coenzyme Q10, and therefore it must be supplemented. There's a reduction of ubiquinone, and it must be supplemented. However, due to the cost of coenzyme Q10, they very conveniently left that key detail out of the studies, and when it was challenged, the response was essentially, well, the drugs are so expensive, people can't afford the coenzyme Q10 with it, so that's why we don't recommend it.
Well, and they actually, Merck had patented statins with CoQ10, but as you said, the expense was so much they didn't want to bring it to market. Now I think it's held by an Asian company, the patent.
Japan.
Yeah,
Japan holds it, yeah.
Yeah, so here we go. We've got a situation where people have been duped into thinking, oh my gosh, I have to lower cholesterol. So now we have to change their perspective on, no, cholesterol is not your enemy. In fact, it's your friend, and that you could live longer, healthier, happier, good cognitive ability, neurological function, all of these things, endocrine function, stay young, if you stop fearing cholesterol.
In fact, cholesterol is a precursor of all the sex hormones, and with that cholesterol, we'd be an organic heap of matter. In fact, it's that vital component within the cell membrane, cholesterol, that vital component within the cell membrane that allows for the integrity so that the cell membrane can function and keep what's supposed to be out, out, and what's supposed to be in, in. It's actually what maintains the cytosol within the actual cellular matrix. It's actually so integral to life, and yet we talk about cholesterol like it's this great demon. If anything, when a person's cholesterol rises, I believe that it's a compensatory response that the body needs more cholesterol, and so the body starts producing more cholesterol. Dietary cholesterol affects less than 5% of your total systemic cholesterol that's measured in the blood. And yet we talk about, you know, changing your diet. I'll tell you what really affects cholesterol and triglycerides. It's your sugar intake. It's the amount of simple carbohydrates that a person takes. That's what will actually change from a dietary standpoint. But cholesterol itself should not be feared, just like you said, Robert. I believe that it's one of the most important things in the system, and it's all the oxidative damaging that's taking place, all the oxidative stressors within the endothelial wall lining that causes that microvascular damage that then the body tries to heal. That's a natural process where the fiber and the fibrinogen and the calcium that forms around that area of microvascular damage, and then there's a matrix that's set up around the calcium, and then the fiber and fibrinogen adheres to that matrix, and the cholesterol forms that coating over it. That's what's known as the atheroma or the plaque formation. But it's not the cholesterol that's causing that plaque to form. The cholesterol is a component of the plaque within the within that atheroma. But it's because the body is trying to protect that area of damage. It's a Band-Aid that's being formed. And so the, to say, oh, you got to reduce cholesterol, that's absurd. You got to stop the damage from taking place first on the endothelial wall lining by removing the heavy metals and removing the substances that are causing the turbulent blood flow that caused this entire cascade to develop.
Yeah, I was. I often joke, I tell people that cholesterol, without it, you wouldn't live long enough to have a heart attack. And they're like, what?
Exactly.
Oh, what?
Exactly.
You know, it's like it kept you alive by putting the Band-Aids on because you didn't have symptoms of pain. Again, we talk about pain associated with the whole micro injury, so to speak, to the vascular lining because of the oxidative damage, et cetera, toxins and all of those things. It's not like you get a warning like you get a headache or something that says, oh, my goodness, it looks like my arteries are at risk. You know, you only have the accident, so to speak, the injury that results in if some of the plaque breaks off and you get into a stroke scenario or clogging into the heart itself and creating a heart attack scenario. So we don't have the sensitivity typically, although those in holistic medicine and even doctors with holistic events can start seeing the signs years before there's ever a problem.
Absolutely. In fact, the more recent research in the last probably 8 years clearly indicates that insulin and the hyperglycemic or chronic hyperglycemia, the X syndrome that you've possibly heard of, those are the types of things that are indicative of cardiovascular disease, not cholesterol. In fact, cholesterol in half the people that end up having atherosclerotic coronary artery disease, half the people have normal cholesterol levels, and half the people of the people that have normal vascular trees, these people end up having abnormal lipid profiles. They end up having high cholesterol. So you've got two groups of people, heart disease and non-heart disease, and everybody thinks the people with heart disease have high cholesterol. Half of them are completely normal lipid levels, normal cholesterol, normal triglycerides, no issues, and yet they do have atherosclerotic plaque. And then of the people that have no history of heart disease and have no problems with their vascular tree, have no atheroma formation, half of them have very high cholesterol levels. So it's not pathognomonic of atherosclerotic disease. In fact, if you look at bears, for instance, they say that bears have cholesterol levels in the 600 to 700 range, yet bears have never suffered heart attacks. So this has nothing to do with high cholesterol, high triglyceride. Oh my God, you're going to have heart disease, and you need to do
We might as well say bears cause high cholesterol.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. That would probably
it's absurd.
Be about as accurate. Yeah,
very absurd. So as we look to alternatives, we're thinking, well, really, when you recognize cholesterol isn't really a cause of a disease, in fact, it may be quite the opposite. You start going, oh, why do we want an alternative? Now, in this article, they say, well, you should eat a small square of dark chocolate 3 to 4 times a week. As effective as taking statins? I mean, dark chocolate, it does have some good things in it, we would acknowledge, but like you said, we want to get people swayed away from this idea that cholesterol is the thing they must be running from and frightened of.
Yeah, exactly. That's the first thing. That education is important. The other component, red yeast rice extract, that's where actually the statin drugs came from.
Right.
And if you do have a high triglyceride level, because the Helsinki study which is what started the entire cholesterol fad, it actually talked about the triglycerides and not the cholesterol. Mm-hmm. But the first thing you want to do is reduce your fear of the cholesterol, like you said. Second is to reduce your level of simple carbohydrates, simple sugars. That's probably the most important thing to do as far as preventive for heart disease. In fact, see, let's talk about this just for a second, Robert.
Sure.
The cholesterol aspect, it's not that people are scared of cholesterol, but the doctors tend to make people feel that if you have high cholesterol, you're going to have heart disease. And that's really what the connection is. So nobody comes in going, oh my God, my cholesterol's high, I'm going to die. No. They come in saying, oh my God, cholesterol's high, which means I'm going to have heart disease and I'm going to die.
Yeah, and so, that, as you said, it's a scam, it's malpractice. And you know, if we could find good in modern medicine, which we do occasionally, certainly, this is not the area we find good, and this is where we find the worst of the worst.
Absolutely. And in fact, I talk about this in the book, and I talk about things you can do to prevent heart disease. And one of the most important things, as we just discussed, is reducing your simple sugars. Another one is to do regular activity, to participate in an intense aerobic type activity. And I'm not talking about going out and running marathons or anything. I'm talking about 10 minutes, run a couple of hill sprints or a couple of sprints, and that's all you really need. In fact, the book outlines a program, 10 minutes worth of exercise that anybody can do every day. And it is intense, and it can be difficult to do sometimes unless you do it on a regular basis. But you can build up to it easily, but it takes no more than 10, 12 minutes, maximum 15 minutes. And that's one of the best things you can do to prevent not only cardiovascular disease, but it's actually going to increase your respiratory reserve, meaning that your ability to process more oxygen and retain more oxygen is going to be there. So that, God forbid, if you did ever have some type of injury like a heart attack, your body is able to withstand the trauma of it. In fact, car accidents, there's numerous stories of people that are in good physical condition that normally would have died had their body not been in such good condition. But because they were very fit, they were able to tolerate the trauma of what they experienced. So something like aerobic activity that expands your respiratory reserve is critical to being able to deal with any type of abnormal trauma, whether it be a vascular event. And believe me, a lot of times people will end up having a vascular event, not because of we already know, not because of their cholesterol levels, but sometimes people are scared. Sometimes people end up having a sudden shock, you know, emotional shock, and it causes a vasospasm. In fact, most of the heart attacks that patients that have died on autopsy, when they've done autopsies on these patients to find out where the spasm was prior to the event that caused the death, they'll have done an arteriogram and they see, okay, here's where the spasm is, or I'm sorry, here's where the clot is. And then when the person dies on the table during the bypass surgery, afterwards on autopsy, they go back to try to find out where that clot was. And there was no clot. It was completely open. It was a spasm due to the dye. So there are many different types of scenarios that a person can have an acute myocardial infarction, and it's actually caused because of this spasm effect.
Very good.
Smokers actually see this too.
Very good point.
Big-time smokers.
On the trip before the Health Freedom Expo, I went to Oregon for like 36 hours. It was a crazy trip, and I was just admittedly wiped out afterwards. I didn't get the sleep I needed, just like you coming off your trip. And, you know, I had some things I was dealing with, and one of the first things I wanted to do, even though I wasn't 100%, I said, I got to get back to that kind of burst exercise you talk about. So I went to the boxing gym, and I went in and worked out, and yes, it hurt a little bit, but I felt immediately better for doing that. And, you know, then, of course, I got the sleep as well. So a great point made there. Listen, we got to take a break. We're going to go through this. And by the way, a lot of these strategies are in the 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, Dr. Batar's international bestseller book. And, of course, we have it linked up at the blog at robertscottbell.com. We're doing some serious advanced medicine today based on this article about these so-called 5 alternatives to the 5 most prescribed drugs. And we're going to get into the blood pressure issue next. So stay with us.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Shop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed, natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation. And you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco Benefit in New York City and live streamed globally.
Why should you support? This benefit will be standing behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world.
Visit AliveNewYork.org today for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. Join the cause today and be the change.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Ryan.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Just a couple more thoughts to wrap up the statin drug section before we move fully into the blood pressure issue. And Dr. Pitar, we're talking on the break of some key minerals in the CoQ10. I want to make sure everybody understands this before we leap into the blood pressure.
Yeah, the using calcium and magnesium in the right ratios. Unfortunately, a lot of times we take calcium supplements, but they're calcium supplements that actually deposit calcium in the wrong places. And what we want calcium in the right places, in the sarcoplasmic reticulum, in the extracellular matrix. Magnesium is more important intracellularly, as is potassium. Most people don't have a potassium issue. They have a magnesium issue. We're a magnesium deficient society. So taking calcium, magnesium in a 2-to-1 ratio is vitally important to prevent heart disease and to maintain good vascular supply. And of course, coenzyme Q10, we've already discussed previously. Coenzyme Q10, Robert, you and I have already talked about, if you're going to take a statin drug and you're even taking red yeast rice, you need to take coenzyme Q10 anyway. But by itself, it's also beneficial because it's just providing the body with more ubiquinone, which is, as I mentioned earlier, vital to the mitochondrial function, which is necessary for optimum cellular respiration.
All right. So this leads us now to a major issue, and we've covered it before, but I think this is a great time to – the third most prescribed drug they're talking about is lisinopril or Norvasc to treat high blood pressure. I can't tell how many people say, I'm not on any drug, oh, except my blood pressure pill, right? And this is so common. So getting to the root cause of it and then giving some options as well, this would be great.
Well, actually, this would follow what we just discussed with the previous one with the statin. Again, with high blood pressure, this is not caused by pressure in your blood being high or pressure of your vascular tree being high. It's more because of a vasoconstrictive effort in the body or a vasoconstrictive response in the body and the increase in inertia that the heart has to overcome in order to pump the blood through the vascular tree. And that actually causes a relative pressure increase, which is then monitored through a blood pressure cuff and interpreted as being high blood pressure. But think of it this way. Your pressure in your blood isn't going up just because it's going up. It's going up because there's something that's causing it to go up. And to find out what the causative factor is the most important thing. And in actuality, 85 or 87% of all high blood pressure, according to Cecil's textbook of internal medicine, according to that textbook, the causative factor of high blood pressure is idiopathic hypertension. And Robert, do you want to tell the listeners what idiopathic hypertension means?
Yeah, it's funny because, you know, when I think of hearing idiopathic, I'm thinking, what idiot came up with that, right? But it's basically, we don't know the cause of it. I mean, in other words. So we're like, okay, it's there. We don't know the cause. But here, take this drug anyway.
Exactly. Idio comes with idiot. Same thing in hepathic.
Yeah.
Disease causing. No, we don't know.
That's exactly
what it is. And the actual reason for the vast majority of high blood pressure, it is known. And it's cadmium toxicity. And cadmium toxicity is very prevalent in our society. Secondhand smoke, primary smoke, combustion of fossil fuels as in car engines, heating elements within homes. Cadmium is all over the place. And this is something that must be taken out of an individual. If you take cadmium toxicity out of an individual, you will see their blood pressure come back into a normal range. I don't have a single human being in my practice that has high blood pressure. All the patients that have come to us with high blood pressure, within no more than 3 months, they're off all their high blood pressure medication. And the few that have in the past needed to stay on high blood pressure medication, it was more because they were on 4 or 5 different blood pressure medications. They came down on all of them, and then one they were left on, they reduced it by half, and they reduced it down to a fourth. And it was more superstitious in their mind that they thought at that dose it was doing nothing for them. But eliminating the cadmium, eliminating the lead, chelating their system, blood pressure came back down into the normal, total normal realm.
Yeah, and I want to reiterate again something we've talked about before. We know that selenium binds cadmium, so cadmium is going to deplete selenium. So that trace mineral, among many, is also very critical when you find that cadmium toxicity. So we know there's a relationship, again, with mineral depletion and blood pressure issues.
And also, you've got the other vital minerals. You don't want to forget the use of magnesium.
Right.
With the right salt, magnesium sulfate, magnesium glycinate, magnesium lysinate. In blood pressure problems, if you start taking extra magnesium, you're going to see your blood pressure come down. Mm-hmm. Now, if you take things like magnesium chloride or a different type of magnesium salt, you may not see that because intravenously when you give magnesium sulfate, you're going to see a bottoming out of the pressure. But when you give magnesium chloride, the blood pressure will go up. So it does make a difference as to what salt is added, but magnesium itself in the magnesium lysinate, glycinate, or magnesium sulfate forms will be astronomically beneficial in helping to reduce blood pressure. Mm-hmm. And the one thing I do want to mention, when doctors talk about reduction of sodium, that is an absurd way of dealing with blood pressure issues. We restrict the amount of water and then restrict the amount of sodium in a person with high blood pressure because their blood pressure is too high. And the reasoning is they're thinking, well, salt and water, you put more salt in there, it pulls in more water, and so that's going to increase the volume within the vascular tree, which is now going to increase the pressure. But think about how absurd this is. What is the most abundant constituent within the body? Sodium chloride.
Yeah.
So how are you going to prevent sodium chloride in the body and restrict it when your body is made up of sodium chloride?
So much of it. And also, we want to reference and acknowledge that the great robbing of all the, you know, let's say co-minerals in their trace amounts in salt as you would find it either from the sea or from ancient mineral rock mines, etc. It isn't in the big scheme of things, only sodium and chloride. You find that anytime you refine all the life out of food, you find you take the minerals out. And even salt itself is not just sodium and chloride, although, as you say, they're the preponderance of it. And I think that they often forget that. And there's a difference when people – I've seen people consume these high mineral salts that are just, you know, coming from the earth like that, from Himalayas, et cetera, and they actually reduce their blood pressure when they're on
them. Absolutely. Trace elements, the earth elements, magnesium, calcium – so all these things are going to help to drop the blood pressure, and the magnesium, the salt that's attached to the magnesium has a very significant effect in dropping blood pressure. And then making sure that you are drinking enough water, because if your body's dehydrated, you're going to be stressed, and that's going to increase the pressure in the vascular tree because of vasoconstriction.
And viscosity of the blood, too, just if you're dehydrated, it's going to be
Exactly. The viscosity, that's the thickness of the blood. It's going to be harder for the body to pump that blood. And because the body has a lower volume, if you're not drinking sufficient water, then the body's response, the compensatory response, is for the vessels to constrict, to increase the pressures, to increase volume, so you can perfuse the brain.
Look at that. So these, It makes so much sense when you step back and talk about it this way. But the one thing, Dr. Bitar, I don't hear from the medical community, how many do you think are aware in the vascular profession, so to speak, of the cadmium link to the blood pressure? Because, you know, before you and I talked some years ago about this, I mean, I'd never heard the medical profession acknowledge that.
You know, I'll tell you the truth. I don't think many people do. And I think the few doctors that are aware of this, that are doing chelation, they're so scared to get their patients off blood pressure medication. I'm amazed at how many doctors that are doing the right types of treatments will still not take their patients off these medications because they're afraid of liability.
Yeah. There's so much fear around the blood pressure issue. You're right that it's shocking, although it shouldn't be, that these docs are practicing fear-based medicine as well.
And, you know, I tell the doctors that have come through my training program very simply, if you're worried about liability, then tell the patient, at least be honest with the patient, and say, look, I can't tell you to come off the blood pressure medication, but if I was in this situation, this is what I would do. Or if you were my father or if you were my brother, this is what I'd recommend. Or saying that, look, I can't make any recommendation. That's what you need to do. However, what I've done for patient X, Y, and Z in the past was this. I mean, that way now you're not telling the patient what to do, but you're giving the patient enough information so they can make an informed decision. And they'll read between the lines. And that way you haven't told anybody to come off of blood pressure medication. But, you know, this fear of, oh, my God, I don't want to say anything to the patient because if they come off the blood pressure medication, then they have a stroke. Well, you know what? You can also have a stroke without having high blood pressure. You can have a stroke because somebody scared, you know, the bejeebers out of you. You can have a stroke crossing the road and the truck almost hits you. You can, so it's absurd to think that way. But and doctors think that, okay, well, if somebody's been prescribed a high blood pressure medication and then I take them off, I will naturally be the first person that they're going to sue, which is not a bad thought because it's true. That's chances of that is going to happen. But if you have a good patient-doctor relationship, a patient's not going to do that.
Right.
I mean, that's – again, like you said, it's a fear-motivated, fear-mongering type thought process.
Yeah, CYA, it's all of that, and it takes away from the healing that needs to be occurring, that open, honest relationship based on an integrity. You don't have to pretend anything. You can be honest about it, and that's what you're talking about here. And that alone will lower blood pressure. You talk about having a doctor be calm, right? We've talked about stories where, you know, people are in a panic. You come in with great calmness, and suddenly everybody's calm, and it changes the whole thing. It could save the life.
And that, Robert, that's happened so many times. I'll tell you, one of the funniest things that I ever heard was this man came to me who was in his 80s. He had a history of prostate cancer and he had cardiovascular disease when he came to me. And he told me that every time he saw a doctor, his blood pressure would go up and his pulse would go over 100. And he said, I was the first doctor ever where his pulse wouldn't go up and his blood pressure wouldn't go up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this may sound funny, but there is actually a scenario that's referred to as white coat syndrome.
That's true,
where
yes.
When the patient sees the doctor, their blood pressure by goes up.
So this means that Dr. Bitar is an unapproved new drug because he lowers blood pressure when you see him. I love it.
But 20% of people really do have this issue when they see a doctor, their blood pressure goes up. That last time I read any statistics on this, it was actually 21% of people when they were evaluated just by the doctor walking in the room, blood pressure is done, baseline blood pressure is done, within a minute or two of the doctor coming into the office. I think 21% of the people's blood pressure went up.
Well, let's take another break here. We got to try to squeeze everything in we can. We have the issue of the thyroid drugs coming up next. And if we can squeeze depression drugs in, we're going to try. Not much time to go because it goes so fast when we have Dr. Bitar right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Advanced Medicine Monday. Stand by. Coming right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think we're going to need some methamphetamines to get through this one, Dr. Bitar. We got a lot to cover in a short segment here to wrap it up, and we got to dive into thyroid issues.
Well, thyroid is actually relatively simple. The most important thing, I think, is just coming off the synthetic form and getting on a natural desiccated thyroid, such as Armour Thyroid or some of the other types of supplements that are available. And the big difference between something like Armour and another form may be that Armour Thyroid is something that is by prescription, but it is all natural. However, it's from U.S. cows, which unfortunately already have hormones that have been put into their system. So it'd be better to get a thyroid supplement that's from desiccated thyroid from, say, New Zealand. We have a protocol that we use from New Zealand cows that are hormone-free. And the other difference is that that's cold extraction process for the thyroid as opposed to the Armour, which is a heat-extracted process. So that's one of the basic things. And then, of course, removing the heavy metals, that's a key component of all the hypothalamic, adrenal, pituitary, thyroid-type axis. Any of the endocrine systems, you got to get the metals out, because when you start removing the metals, those systems come back in normal balance. They start working again. They start functioning again on their own. We actually have a case, one of my first patients that I treated, she's actually on the 9 Steps to Optimum Health DVD, which is what the book was based on. And we treated her at the age of 62, I believe it was, for depression. She had all sorts of other issues, anxiety. She was suicidal. She had all sorts of metals. And she happened to be on Synthroid since the age of 32. I saw her at 62, so she'd been on Synthroid for over 30 years when I saw her. We started her treatments, and the long and the short is that we were, as we got her metals out of her system, within about 4 years, she was able to be at a normal, she was euthyroid on, we got her on Armour, then we got her off Armour, got her on a natural supplement, and then she was a euthyroid on a supplement for about 2 years, and then we started seeing a thyroid level start to trend up. So we started backing off on the supplements, and by the time she turned 70, 8 years into her treatment, she was completely normal thyroid function with no supplements whatsoever.
That is,
and this is something that's unheard of.
Yeah, it really is. Really, it's amazing. And of course, want to acknowledge the selenium dependent pathways as well, omega 3 essential fats, all of these things that are a part of the autoimmune aspect of a lot of thyroid. I believe vaccine induced thyroid inflammation and autoimmunity is another issue that's not looked at by the traditional medical profession, but certainly we would acknowledge that.
Absolutely. And then, of course, iodine, making sure people get iodine supplementation. In some cases, iodine deficiency will cause the thyroid not to be functioning at its optimum.
I think they're really screwing people up with again, we talked about the salt issue, the refined sodium chloride. Then they add the potassium iodide, the wrong form that really messes with you.
Yep, that's very, very true. Yeah. Very true. You know, if you're going to take some type of salt, make sure it's sea salt, all natural.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I agree with you, Robert. That is a huge issue.
Yeah, and I use homeopathic thyroidinum as well as an adjunct, and these can be used in conjunction with any of these. And, of course, they don't contraindicate even for the meds. And, of course, the homeopathic form of iodine is iodum, and these things help you to utilize them more appropriately. So there's a lot of techniques that we can add in there to get you off, hopefully, of the Synthroid, get you back on the right track. But to wrap it up, we only have a few more minutes. I know we wanted to add in because we didn't see number 5 on the list. And by the way, hats off to Jacob Teitelbaum, a good doc out there who wrote this article trying to get people off of the meds. The issue of depression, they've got to be in there. The antidepressants got to be probably number 5.
Antidepressants for me is the only other drug category besides statin that's considered malpractice. I will not prescribe a antidepressant. They are in the same category as the illicit drugs that were used in the 1960s, the mind-altering drugs such as LSD, also known as angel dust. I believe that was
the PCP they had also, now became the what I call the chemical kissing cousin of PMP, the methylphenidate that became the Ritalin. So all of these mind-altering things, whether they be the SSRIs of today or the methamphetamines of today, whether they're treating kids or adults, you're right, this is incredibly irresponsible.
Yeah, Robert, you know more about these acronyms than I do because I just stay away from those things, and I tell my patients to stay away from all of them because to me they're all altering the neurochemistry. And if you want the chance of the body to have normal neurochemistry, then you have to make sure that you remove all these extraneous substances from the brain because you'll never get something that's normally balanced if you're throwing this type of crap in there.
Well, you know, and it's funny, Dr. Pitar, the only reason I know them, of course, I've had to communicate them in radio all these years, but, you know, people would come to me from their drug life to try to go natural, and they're telling me all these things. I'm like, what the hell is that?
I thought it was from your days in the 1960s when you were part of the love community.
That's how it was, yes. But, I had to learn it because people were coming with this language that was foreign to me. I was like, darn, I'm gonna have to open up these books that I don't want to read, and you know, and then you talk and you interact with the docs and then you start to learn. But yeah, it's you just impress friends.
Well, that's a good way to impress friends. By the way, there's a great book out there, I don't know whether you've read it, called Prozac Pandora or Panacea. Have you read that
book? Yes, I think I've interviewed the author years ago, but it's sensational.
It's been out there about 15 years now, but it's a great book, and it actually talks about some of these drugs and the origin of some of these drugs and how they came to be used as a recreational means of, along with alcohol and some of these other types of chemical substances that have been abused. But a terrible, terrible thing to do to the mind.
Sure. Well, the methamphetamine segment here is that I have to have you accelerate some solutions in about a minute before we have to wrap for the day.
Well, you know, I think the omega-3 fatty acids is one very important thing. Changing the neurochemistry by helping to repair the neuroreceptors by using things such as the phosphatidylserines and phosphatidylcholines and some of these other types of neurotransmitter precursors. And we do a number of things intravenously to help rebuild the neurotransmitters in the brain in our autistic patients, in our stroke patients, and some of the addiction patients, too, that I learned from Dr. William Hipple, who was one of my mentors. But and then, of course, there's a lot of natural herbs that can be used, St. John's wort for depression, and I'm sure you have
some of the hops. But because we're out of time, what I'm going to say is if you want to know fully all these answers, You buy Dr. Batar's book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. There's so much more in there that we could ever cover in one segment, even as we cover every week here. There's still more in there. It's so sensational. So pick that up. We have the links at robertscottbell.com. And, of course, link out on the banners that you see or however. We'll get you there. And then you'll be throughout the week, 24-7, you'll have this information at your beck and call by opening the book as well.
Well, Robert, thanks for the plug in the book, but yeah, it will provide a lot of information, so I appreciate you saying that.
Absolutely, and thank you for being with me today, Advanced Medicine Monday, and appreciate all of you that are taking the steps to help others the way we're trying to help you as well, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. We here at Alive believe in health freedom and God's gift of choice. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco Benefit in New York City.
Why should you support? This benefit will be centered behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world to give the people a voice that has not had a chance to be heard.
Did you know the number one killer in America is suicide by lifestyle from lack of education and know-how? We can change this. Stand with us in this mission of hope and healing to reach at least 1 million people worldwide. Attend the event live or watch it from the comfort of your own home.
Please visit AliveNewYork.org for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. We the people hold the key to our destiny. Are you willing to unlock the door?
I'm shuffling.
Scott Bell Show.